There seems to be continued harassment of people in Ganasatage and Ganawagi. Mm-hmm. Could you tell me specifically what's going on there today?
Well, the SQ are... well, first of all, we still have the aerial surveillance by the Army, the RCMP, and the SQ. And they fly very low. And they know which places were, in their eyes, the troublemakers. They stop cars, they'll single cars out and continually stop them for whatever traffic violations and et cetera. Not this weekend, but the weekend before, one of our guys was driving through the pines and a few SQ cars came out and they rammed him. And who do you make the complaint to? There's just threats, verbal threats. There are some officers are threatening that last July 11th will be the same as this coming July 11th, which is we've designated as a spiritual gathering of remembrance. And you know, and Claude Ryan, the SQ Robert Levine, publicly stating that the Mohawks are arming themselves, and yet they're armed. Also, they have tanks now, and there's no guarantee for the safety of our lives. Our situation in both communities has deteriorated rather than gotten better.
A few weeks ago, Billy Diamond mentioned that the Cree people near James Bay would consider arming themselves as well as defense against the James Bay 2 project. What sort of lessons did you learn from last summer that might be useful to people there and to people in Ganasatage and Ganawagi this summer?
You can't trust the government. They don't speak honestly about anything. They're willing to use the rule of force rather than the rule of law to obtain their ways. They do not negotiate. They give you one option, and that's what they consider negotiations. I think it's important to have unity against the government that is really dead against the traditional people, no matter what nation they are. Make public what you find out and find the facts out for yourself. And rather than listening to gossip, find out the facts for yourself and make it an international issue, which is what it really is.
Last summer it was reported that some FBI agents from the United States came up to Ganasatage. They were agents who had worked on COINTELPRO projects back in the 60s and 70s. What sort of tactical things can Native groups do to deal with that kind of thing?
First of all, not accept the money. That, you know, this bag of candy that these kind of agencies and the government give to our people. You know, a lot of communities, Native communities, are economically depressed communities. Remember who you are, you know, what you stand for, and that money will be gone anyways, but you'll still have your culture. And that not to listen to gossip. Like I said, check out things that are said to you. Verify them, because what they do is spread gossip about and to try and break up the unity. And that was done in Wounded Knee. It's being done in Ganasatage. It's being done all across the country to create trouble amongst our own people.
Last October, there was an article in the Globe and Mail written by the head of the Policy Studies Institute at Queen's University. He recommended as a solution to, quote, native land claims to establish a First Nations province made up of reserves across the country made into one political entity or political unit. What's your opinion of that sort of idea?
Well, in one sense, he's right that there should be a unified political, a coalition of Native nations across the continent, not just in Canada. But we're not claiming any land. We have land rights, and I think that's where we differ. Our rights are consistently being violated, and the answer is not just that. The answer has to come from the other side willing to sit down and speak to us and honoring treaties which they are still obligated to.
If something incredible did happen and the Canadian government did acknowledge Native sovereignty, in a way, wouldn't that leave Native people in Canada holding the bag filled with with the poverty and the social problems that have been created by 250 years of racism.
In a sense, but the Canadian and American governments owe us compensation for all the things that they've tried to do to us, and I don't think that we will be holding the bag. We have mechanisms which are traditional to our own system and our own constitutional laws which can help that, and all the royalties that are due to us by the money gained by non-natives on our land will provide some sort of economic base to begin with. But like I said, we have our culture, which is rich in itself and which is not dependent upon economics. But we have a lot to solve, and it's not quick, easy solutions either.
At least 41 people faced criminal charges stemming from the confrontation at Ganasetage last summer. Gabriel believes that the army, the Sûreté du Québec, and their masters are the real criminals.
Our people defended according to our laws and our constitution, their territory and their homeland, their people, and were terrorized by the SQ, by the army, doing the political dirty work of the Canadian government. A 16-year-old girl was bayoneted in the chest and received 14 stitches from your glorious Canadian army, mm-hmm. and even the Canadian human rights couldn't help her as to how she could go about pressing charges against them. The whole court system is like a circus. Mm-hmm. The prosecuting attorneys are saying that their human rights are being violated because they want the whole trial conducted in French, yet they're not the ones being charged. Mm-hmm. I mean, the injustices continue, and we're ones labeled as the terrorists and criminals. It's working to the advantage of the federal and provincial governments to criminalize the whole affair, yet no one will take responsibility for initiating the attack, for not resolving a political dispute politically. Rather, they decided to solve it on their own means, which is by force, and it's still unresolved. The municipality of Oka still, according to Canadian law, owns that land, and $3.3 million were bought swampland, and $1 bought are dead.